Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for the fifth installment in the opening section of Shmona Esrei. An individual has taken three steps forward. They've said Hashem Svasai Tiftach. And now the next thing that happens is a person begins to bow as he says the opening words of the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem. Just to get very technical for one moment, the standard way it's done in halacha is one bends the knees at Baruch, one bends down and then, you know, makes the back relatively straight in it, downwards at the word Atah, and then one goes back up and straightens at the word Hashem. We bow four times during Shmona Esrei. The Rabbanan were extremely concerned that one bows these four times. They didn't want people to bow less than four times, nor more than four times. Just as a specific comment for one moment, I see sometimes in shul people bow at the Baruch Atah Hashem Hamvarech Esamo Yisrael Bashalom at the very end of Shmona Esrei. I'm not aware of a source for that. There are four, to the best of my knowledge, there are four bows during Shmona Esrei, and this is the first one. What is the message of the bow? At the most basic level, it's a humbling of oneself before God. We turn to God as not only Master of the Universe, but our Lord and King. I just want to share with you something Rabbi Yonason Eibshitz says about the bow. One of the things that we say about God in general is He's Mashpil Geyim Umagbi Ashfalim. He lowers those who are haughty, and He raises up those who are downtrodden. So Rav Eibshitz suggests that that's part of the idea of the bow, that we recognize that we might come into this prayer, we might come into this relationship with God high and powerful, and if God wants, we'll be lowered in a moment. And if God wants, we'll be raised up again. And that's the idea of bowing, but then at the end of the bow, one straightens up. By the way, at what word does one straighten up? At Hashem. In other words, that if we're connected with God, we're elevated yet again. One thing to think about. What does the word Baruch mean anyway? Baruch, we frequently translate it as, you are blessed. What does that mean? Does God need us to bless Him? What does it mean anyway that we bless Him? So a very famous approach established by a number of the commentators is that the Shoresh, the root of the word Baruch, is Beirach, which is a language of abundance. And what we say to God is, Baruch Atah Hashem, you, God, are the source of abundance. And that's the pshat, that's the meaning in any bracha that we make. If we make hamotzi, we're saying, God, thank you for this bread. And we recognize that all the bread we have, in addition to all the other good things we might have in this world, are all from you. And we totally depend on you for them. So on a general level, this opening bracha of Shmona Esrei is Baruch Atah Hashem. Everything we have in this world is all from you. That's the meaning of Baruch in general. It's so powerful that the next word in your standard bracha format is Atah. You. It's a personal relationship with God. How meaningful to begin Shmona Esrei specifically that the second word of the bracha is not just that God is the Lord of our forefathers and the Master of the universe. He's you. We're talking to Him. There's a personal dynamic here. It's also a very worthwhile thing to think about. The name Hashem, many people, correctly so, think of Hashem as being the name which connotes God's attribute of mercy. But there's another interesting idea about Hashem. One of the ways Hashem is spelled is a yud, and then a hey, and then a vav, and then a hey. And the idea is that that represents haya, hove, v'yiye. He was, he is, and he will be. He is, was, and will always be eternally present. So, Baruch, you're the source of all good. Atah, I relate to you in a personal way. Hashem, and you're always there. It's not just the kindness you did for me yesterday or the day before or today. I've always needed you, and I always will need you. And it's just, we could say this for any bracha, but it's just powerful to think about it this way at the very outset of Shmona Esrei. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.